Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ Scientist, Worcester. With spring arriving, we've been talking about renewal, spiritual renewal. But exactly how does this spiritual renewal occur? The Old Testament figure Jacob provides an interesting example. Initially, Jacob didn't behave all that well. First, he took advantage of his older brother Esau to get Esau's birthright. Later, he tricked his father into giving him the blessing that should have gone to Esau. Esau vowed to kill him because of this. So Jacob fled and lived with his uncle. He married there and prospered, acquiring a family and wealth. But the time came to return home, and Jacob discovered that Esau was coming to meet him with 400 men. Jacob had relied on material ways and means for good and had been successful, but he now realized he could lose it all in an instant. What did he do? He turned to God and wrestled with his dilemma, which was really the viewpoint that matter rather than God, spirit, is in control. Tossing and turning all night, he came to realize that he had a divine nature and could rely on God rather than material things. He conquered his old views and gained an understanding of God and his spiritual power. This changed him and his circumstances. When he met Esau, they embraced. He didn't lose anything except his wrong-headed viewpoints, and his life was now on a solid basis, one of brotherhood with God and man. Like Jacob, may we all discover the power of God and experience the renewal that puts our lives on a firm basis and benefits everyone. Amen.